President Trump, Covington Catholic students treated unfairly, smeared by media. By Kyle Morris on January 21, 2019. On Monday night, President Donald Trump reacted to the highly publicized encounter between a Native American man and students from Covington Catholic High School, which occurred at Friday's March for Life. President Trump said the students involved in the encounter were smeared by the media and noted that the students were making a big comeback while being treated unfairly by the media. Looking like Nick Sandman and Covington Catholic students were treated unfairly with early judgments proving out to be false, smeared by media. Not good, but making big comeback. Trump tweeted, before quoting a discussion topic from Fox News host Tucker Carlson's show. The video that surfaced over the weekend revealed a group of young boys standing in front of a Native American man named Nathan Phillips. Nick Sandman, a student at Covington Catholic High School, stood in front of the man, smiling. Many within the media claimed the boys were taunting and harassing the man. Later footage emerged that showed Phillips beating a drum while approaching the young boys as they sang school chants on the steps. Other protesters also hurled insults at the students before and after Phillips approached them. After judging the encounter at first glance, several media personalities and celebrities raced to delete their tweets condemning the students, who wore red MAGA hats, involved in the encounter after seeing a fuller video of the incident. Far-left activist and comedian Kathy Griffin, along with several other social media users, called for doxing and publicly shaming the high school students who were accused of mocking the Native American man. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.